我先把。我们过去一年，在新泽西我们那边教会，我们刚开始了一个新的堂。
For the past year, in the past year, we have planted a new church in New Jersey.
今年4月份刚刚1周年。
This month, it will be 1 year now.
在过去一年当中，经历神极大的恩典和怜悯。
We have experienced a lot of blessings and messages from our Lord.
所以那边比较忙，所以我就减少了一次，一年今年只来了一次在你们当中。
Because the whole business around there, I just reduced the time to come to here, so I can only come once a year.
所以来到这里还是很高兴，可以跟大家一起来主的面前来有点交通。
So I rejoice that I get this opportunity to see all of you and we can have fellowship in the Lord.
想问大家，谁有 Spotify 或者 Apple Music 的有没有？
Anybody use Spotify or Apple Music? Raise your hand.
有吗？
Oh, yeah, we have some.
不，这么少啊，比我想象中少。那我不知道有的人有没有弄一个那种 playlist，有没有？你们自己不同的 playlist，叫中文的忘了 playlist 叫什么？
Did you good on yeah?
歌单，对，谢谢。
Do you make a playlist in Spotify or in Apple Music?
那我们家全家共用一个账号，所以我们家里面看到有我女儿的 playlist 歌单，有我儿子的歌单，有我老婆的歌单。
So, because our whole family share one account, so we can say my son, my daughter, and my wife, they have their own individual playlists.
那很明显，每个人喜欢的是很不一样的。
And apparently, each one has different tastes or styles.
而且我知道，我女儿、儿子他们不同的时候还有不同的歌单。
And also, for my son and my daughter, during the growth stages, they have different playlists.
那我不知道你们喜欢听的是什么歌
I don't know what kind of songs you like to listen to.
啊？的确，在人不同的经历、不同的环境的时候，你心情不一样的时候，你想听的歌也不一样，对吧？
Actually, during different at different experience or different background and stages of your life, you might want to listen to different songs.
因为这些歌很多时候是在帮助我们的心，把心里面想说的话表达出来。
Because those songs are actually an instrument and means to express what we want to say.
很多时候我们自己的言语表达不出这种感受。
Because our own language, our own words cannot express ourselves well enough.
那有一些歌好像就能够帮助我们表达，甚至发泄当时的那个的情感。
So sometimes the songs, the lyrics of the songs can express us or help us to vent our emotions.
那我儿子在他现在今年高中1年级，说他那种歌，有些是很好的歌，我也从他那里学了一些。
So my son is at the ninth grade, the first year of high school, and he had a he's playing these songs. I learned from him. There are some good ones,
但有一些是很奇怪的歌。
but there are some ones weird or strange.
那我有时候会提醒他一件事情：
So sometimes I will remind him.
你选择歌的时候要思考一下，
You get to use your mind when you choose which songs to listen to.
因为有一些歌会把你带到一个洞的里面进去，难道你不容易跑出来的？
Because some of the songs really just cornered you into a deep hole and you cannot climb out.
因为人的音乐呢，它只能够回应或者表达人的情绪。
So the songs of written by human being can only express or respond to your emotions.
Not just written by human being, but written for human to human.
Human being, yeah, in general, okay.
你那些有时候是可以安慰我们，但是不能带来真正的心灵里面所需要的。 的那种真实的安慰。
So sometimes those songs might give us what some kind of comfort, but it's not the heavenly comfort that really give us rest and comfort.
或者我应该用世俗的音乐吧，这比较容易翻。世俗的音乐只能停留在人的情感的层面。
So what I'm talking about is the worldly music, the worldly songs. They can only keep to the level of the human level.
那圣经的诗篇呢，就好像一个 playlist, 一个歌单。
But this psalm, the psalms in the Bible is also like a playlist.
诗篇里面的内容不像普通的一些的所谓的教义。
So this, the psalms are just psalms, okay? The psalms are actually not doctrinal means. It's not just doctrines.
更多是一些真实的人，他们的人生的经历当中，他们向神所发出的呼声。
These are real people and in real experience and call out to the true God.
那当中有时候是他们在挣扎的时候。
Sometimes they are in struggle.
有时候是他们有疑问的时候。
Sometimes they are in doubt.
有时候是里面有那个呼求帮助的时候。
Sometimes they are desperate for help.
有时候是里面表达喜乐感恩的时候。
Sometimes they rejoice and they give thanks.
但更特别的是什么呢？
But more especially, you know what it is?
诗篇不只让我们感受到那个诗人他的心。
The Psalms not only reveals to us,about the emotions or the hearts of the psalmist.
当诗人写在自己的经历当中，自己的呼求当中写下这些诗篇的时候，
When the psalmist wrote down those psalms, in their own experience and in their own feelings,
很多时候他是不知不觉的就触碰到神的心。
And unconsciously, actually, they touch on the heart of God.
所以在他们呼求的时候呢，很多时候也在启示着神的自己。
So when they plead and when they called out to God, it actually revealed the heart of God.
所以当我们在读诗篇的时候，这个歌单呢，它不只是让我们可以读到人的，感受到人的情感。
So when we read Psalms, it not only help us to touch on the emotions on the human level,
它还让我们能够认识到我们的神是怎么样的一位神。
It also promotes us to know what kind of a God our God is.
能够更加有时候能够感受到神的心情到底是怎么样的。
And we can touch on how God feels.
那读诗篇很特别的一件事情是还有什么功效呢？
So there's some other function or some I would say benefits when we read the psalm.
就像我提醒我儿子一件事情是，歌音乐是有一种潜移默化的那种的能力。
So the songs, the music has a power that people subconsciously be acted on.
音乐是神所创造的一个非常特别的，给人的一个礼物。
So music is a gift, it's a really special gift by God to human being.
它是向人的心说话。
Because it speaks to our hearts directly.
所以你选择什么歌曲是非常的重要。
So that's why it's very important to choose what kind of songs you want to listen to.
那诗篇呢，当你借着诗篇你能够触碰到神的心的时候呢，它会带给我们一个很特别的东西。
So when we really get close to the heart of God through the Psalms, there's a lot of very important benefit, blessings from it.
因为如果我们的里面可以好像回应这个诗篇，向神有那个的呼求或者叹息的时候呢
，if we really resonate with the psalmist in the prayers and pleas and call out to God.As a psalmist,
他会不知不觉地把我们的里面跟神拉近。
So it just draws us so close to God.
很多时候我告诉你，你会不知不觉地就被神的话来改变。
So you will be changed without even knowing that you are changed by the word of God.
那十六篇是一篇非常特别的诗篇。
The Psalm 16 is a very beautiful, special psalm.
很大的可能是大卫还在他危难、逃难的时候所写的。
It might be written by David, King David, when he was still running around and be pursued by his enemies.
是他在没有安全感的时候所写的。
When he did not have any sense of security.
但是你会读到的很奇妙的话，他说：“我的好处不在你以外。”
But you know, it's kind of interesting that he said that apart from you, I have no good.
他说：“我有一个。”美丽的产业。
He said, I have a beautiful inheritance.
所以你会看到诗人帮助大卫走过他心灵里面那个的危难的时候，那个旅程把他带到神的面前。
So we know that though outward, King David was in distress, but through the journey, he was brought close to God.
我小的时候，在少年团契的时候就背过这一篇诗篇。
When I was in children's Sunday school fellowship, I already memorized this song.
那个带我们的那个阿姨逼我们要背的。
Because the teacher, the aunt over there, he just forced us to memorize it.
那我们当时背很多很多经文。
So we actually at that time I memorized so many scriptures.
那当时不太懂得欣赏这个诗篇。
But I did not appreciate it at all.
但当人慢慢长大的时候，经历的时候，就发现哇，这篇诗篇真的好美啊。
When I grow up a little more and more, I realize that this is a really beautiful song.
最近我又开始背一些的经文。
So now I started to memorize some of scriptures now.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为这些年来。当我看见自己，看见自己的身边的弟兄姐妹，甚至我自己的孩子。
Because when I observe myself, my brothers and sisters around me, and even my children.
当我们经历一些难处的时候呢
？When we experience some struggles, difficulties.
我越来越清楚一件事情。
It become more and more clear to me.
人真的是很多时候帮不了其他的人。
Because human beings just so much.
但是神的话却可以真正的能够给人安慰，给人陪伴，给人力量。
While human cannot help, but God's word can really give us comfort, give us hope, and give us strength.
那这次我开始背，就用我就尝试着就背英文版本。
So now when I try to memorize it, scriptures, I was trying to remember some in English.
但我发现每天背的时候，发现哇，我有时候一两节要停好久，停留好久才能够往下背。
So for me, sometimes just one or two verses, I will stop for a while before I go forward to the next one.
不是因为太难背。
It's not because it's so hard for me to memorize it.
而是发现每一节去背去思考的时候，就发现哇，这太美了。
Because when I each verse, when I try to memorize it, I got to meditate on it, and then I get deeper and deeper into it. I cannot help but say that this is really, really beautiful.
就好像每一节都在向我说话。
As if each and every verse is speaking directly to me.
今天我儿子放春假的时候，我就使用了父亲的权柄逼他背。
So during this summer break, let's say a few months ago, in the fatherly authority, I forced my son to memorize some of the psalms with me.
因为我真的很盼望在他的生命里面为他预备一些的东西。
Because I really want to prepare something important for him in his life, and I think the Bible verses will be the best.
这不是一些只能。不是短暂的帮助，而是在他生命当中有永恒的价值。
I want to help him not just for a temporary, but I want to give him some gift that will have an eternal or everlasting effects.
那我今天尝试着讲第一节跟第二节，我们看看时间能够讲多少。
I'm going to focus on the verse 1 and 2. We'll see how much we can go through.
我们好不好再读第一次第一节？能读英文的，要不然我们读英文吧，好不好？我们就读英文。
Let's read the first two verses and we can read in English together, all right?
好了，一起来。
Let's get together.
Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. 好，谢谢。那我今天的题目叫做我投靠你。
So the title of my message today is I take refuge in you.
那大卫说，神啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。
Here, King David said, preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge.
大卫遇上的危难，他需要保护。
When David was in trouble and trials, he needed protection.
他跟神说，神啊，你要保佑我。
He would not just say, Oh God, bless me and protect me.
那原因是什么呢？
Why he wanted God to protect me and preserve him?
原因为什么神需要保护我呢？
Why God will protect him or preserve him?
这你怎么说？
What's the reason he gives here?
因为我投靠你。
He gives one reason. He says that for in you I take refuge.
我不知道你读这个逻辑的时候有没有觉得有点奇怪。
Do you think this is the strange logic?
或者不太合人的常理。
It's kind of a counterintuitive.
今天神有需要保护你跟我吗？
You think God must preserve you?
你要神的保护，神就有责任要保护你跟我吗？
Yes, we need protection from God. You think God has obligation to protect us?
他这里大卫说，因为我投靠你，所以你要保护我。
You know what the logic King David is saying? Because I take refuge in you, so you have to, you must protect me.
你今天跑到找到世界上有权有势的人，你跑到他面前说，哎，我来投靠你。
Just think about it. If you run to some really rich and powerful people in this world, you just come to them to say that, you know what? I want to take refuge in you.
你跑到 Elon Musk 那边说，哎，我要来投靠你。
Just go to Elon Musk saying that, hey, you know, Elon, I'm in you, I want to take refuge.
难道你必须要帮助我？
You have to help me.
合不合理？
You think that will work?
不合理啊。
No, it will not.
人家 Elon Musk 有时间聊你就奇怪了，对吧？
If Elon Musk even look at you, give a glance at you, that would be very strange.
所以大卫这句话，第一句话就不合理。
So we know that it seems very unreasonable that David says so here.
你看过去几年，美国政府一直在处理这个移民的问题。
So we know that the U.S. government has been dealing with the immigration issue.
Immigration. 他比如说他要阻止非法移民入境，对吧
？So they want to stop the influx of illegal immigrants.
他甚至要不想让那些来，无论是政治庇护也好，或者是经济庇护也好的这些难民，他也尽量不想他那进来。
And the government also was trying to take in as few as possible asylums.
那现在好像连正当移民，他也想让他不容易搞，对吧？让他难一点。
Even some
regular channel.
Yeah, in the regular and with the right reasons to come in, they will try to give more obstacles.
那我今天不是要讲这种题目。
I'm not talking about immigration policy today here.
我主要这个例子想说，当你要跑到一个国家，你要寻求帮助的时候。
My point is that if you go to a country and you want to take refuge over there,
人家是不会轻易说让你进来帮助你的。
Nobody will just take lightly saying that, okay, come in.
今天大卫说，神啊，我要投靠你。
Over here, King David said, I want to take refuge in you.
大卫心里面非常的确定说，这位神一定会接纳他。
And King David was so sure that the God will definitely take him in.
难道他也很确定的知道，我投靠你的时候，你就会保护我。
And he's also very sure that when he takes refuge in the Lord, and he will preserve him.
大卫之所以可以发出这样一个呼求，因为他对神有一个认识。
The reason David can make such a request or plead is that he knows God exactly.
因为他知道神悦纳我们，
Because he knows that God wants to take us in.
只要我们愿意来到他面前，神就定义愿意悦纳我们。
If only we want to take refuge, if only we want to run to him, he will take us in.
他也愿意成为我们的避难所。
And he is willing to be our refuge.
这是我们的神，这是他的性情。
That's our God and that's his disposition.
我们如果读圣经的时候，比如说，甚至无论是旧约或者是新约，我们都会读到这位神的性情。
We can know some of the attributes of our God through the Old Testament and New Testament in the Bible.
神让他们进迦南地的时候，给他们的一些的律例典章。
So God gave them a lot of laws in the Old Testament before he led Israelites into the land of promise.
这些律例典章都在显示神自己的性情。
All these laws and the rules just exhibits the attributes of our God.
当神把迦南地分给他们的时候，要他们订立逃城。
So over there, when God gave the land to them, he instructed them to set up city of refuge in the land.
那我们今天没有时间讲逃城的细节和意义。
We will not have time for all the details and the meaning over there.
但是当中有一个细节是让我特别震撼的，
But there's one detail over there which makes me really shocked.
神让他们选定的这些逃生地点是非常有讲究的。
When God gave them the locations for the city of refuge,
这些
he put a lot of consideration into it.
神给的这些只是非常细节化的。
It's a very detailed instruction.
因为他要确定以色列每一个地方都有一个逃城是一天之内可以到达的。
So God made sure that the city of refuge located in such a way that each and any place in Israel can access to the city of refuge in one day's journey.
就是要让那些误杀的人、误杀罪的人能够有逃难的机会。
So that when those people who killed others by accident can have a way to run to the city of refuge.
神特别还吩咐以色列民说，各乡各村通到逃城的那条路，你要修得好好的，而且要放上指示牌。
And also over there, God instructed Israelites that in each village, each town, for the road leading to the city of refuge, you got to make the road right, good, and also have the signs clearly assigned.
你看，这是我们的神啊！
This is our God.
他这么多的典章律例里面，特别这种东西，他都要讲的一清，这个要求要讲的一清二楚。
So there are so many rules and precepts in the Bible, but he made such a clear, detailed instruction for the city of refuge.
因为他有怜悯，
Because he's merciful.
要让人有恩典，有逃难的地方。
So that he can show his mercy and his grace to those who need refuge.
他是何等公义的一位神！
What kind of a kind God he is?
他是公义的神，
A righteous one, okay.
但是他的恩典和怜悯一直在眷顾人的。
And his mercy and grace always strengthen his people.
我们可以相信大卫非常明白神的性情。
So we know that King David really knows God's heart.
在撒母耳记下24章里面记载了大卫他自己犯了一个罪。
So in the 6th Samuel chapter 24, King David sinned.
他数点百姓。
He tried to number or count the people of his kingdom.
这件事得罪了神，因为大卫里面充满的是自己的骄傲。
So he he did it out of his pride.
审判就临到了他。
So God's punishment
然后给了他,
just brought upon him.
给了他多少个选择啊?
Give him how many choices?
三个选择。
Three.
那大卫怎么选啊?
So how did he, which one did he choose?
他没有选。 哪一个选择惩罚是比较温和、比较容易受的？
He didn't choose the, more bearable one.
他选择说：“我愿意落在耶和华的手中。”
But he chose to be under the hand of God.
你知道，有些人我们犯了罪，我们想逃离开神，远远的，对吧？
So when we sin, we want to run away from God as far as possible, right?
但大卫说：“选择我要落在你耶和华神你的手中。”
But David wants to be under the hand of God.
我不愿意落在人的手中。
I don't want to be in the hands of men.
这是神的性情, 大卫他非常的认识。
Because David has such an understanding of God's attributes.
他是公义的, 但是他同时蛮有怜悯。
God is just and righteous, but meanwhile, he's full of mercies.
即使在严厉的审判当中, 神还带着恩典。
Even in the very severe punishment, he has mercies and has some room for them too.
因此大卫他选择直接面对神。
So that's why David chose to be judged by God.
因为人的手常常是残忍的，带着残忍。
Because the hand of a man usually is cruel
而且是不可预测。
and is unpredictable as well.
但是在神手中的时候, 常常在绝望当中还有盼望。
But under the hand of God, even in despair, you should have hope.
所以大卫说：“保佑我。”
That's why David said, Preserve me, O God,
因为我投靠你。
for I take refuge in you.
因为他知道神的性情。
Because he knows the disposition of God.
在新约里面, 约翰福音6章37节, 主耶稣也这样说。
In New Testament, John chapter 6, verse 37,
凡父所赐给我的人，必到我这里来。到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。
Well, Jesus said that all he God has given, all my Father has given me will come to me, and who comes to me I will not cast out.
这节经文同时显示了出神的主权和人的回应。
So this verse displays the authority of God,
sovereignty
of God, and the responsibility of a human being.
一方面讲到人的得救是出于神的主权。
On one side, salvation is out of the sovereignty of God.
另外一方面也显示，只要愿意来到主面前的人，都必蒙悦纳和怜悯。
On the other hand, whoever is willing to come to God will definitely be received and granted mercies.
特别在最后半句里面，主耶稣说：“我总不丢弃他。”
And over there, Jesus also said that I will never cast him out.
在原文当中就有那个非常强烈的那个否定。
There are two, the double negativities over there to strengthen, to emphasize the assurance Jesus gave.
就是说，我绝对不会，
He said, I will never.
永远不会来离弃我们。
I will never and under no circumstances that I'm going to leave them.
这就是神向着来投靠他的人的那个心。
That's the heart of God toward those who take refuge in Him.
所以大卫在这里说：“神啊，我投靠你，你要保佑我的时候。”
So when David said that, preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge.
他不是跟神说：“神啊，我有多爱你，我有多忠心跟从你，我为你干了什么事情，为你杀了歌利亚。”没有。
He didn't come to God to say, Oh God, you have to protect me because I love you so much. I did so much for you. You remember that I killed Goliath.
因为他知道人来到神的面前蒙悦纳，不是因为我们该干什么、能做什么、已经做了什么。
Because he knew exactly that we can come to God not because who we are, what we have done, and what we are going to do.
我做了对的，做了错的。
Or it's because I did something right or something wrong. No.
人来到神的面前, 唯一可凭据的就是神自己的恩典和怜悯。
So we can come to God only because God's grace and God's mercy.
中文里面说, 啊, 来, 啊, 我来投靠你。
So in the Chinese translation, it says, it translated, I take refuge in you differently.
英文讲的就是, 你是我的避难所。
So in English, I said, because you are my refuge.
弟兄姐妹, 你需要避难所吗?
Do you need a refuge?
我们今天有需要避难所吗?
Do you think we need a refuge?
你是难民吗?
Are you a refugee?
就是这个意思。
Yeah.
换一句话说, 我们来到神面前的人, 我们其实就承认一件事情, 我们是难民。
So when we come to God, we got to acknowledge that we are actually refugees.
你看上新闻那些镜像, 长着这些难民的骨况, 你跟我就是他们的骨况。
So you see prescription or description of a refugee, that's a description of us.
你觉得难民会有很多选择吗?
Do you think the refugee has many choices?
我要去澳洲, 没有, 加拿大比较好。
So I can just say, hey, you know what? I want you to take a refuge in Australia or Canada or the US.
你没有选择的。
You have no choice.
你真正的难民你是没有选择的。
The real refuge, you have no choice.
当大卫说我需要一个避难所, 我是难民的时候,
So when David said, I'm a refugee and I need a refuge,
然后他来到神的面前,
so he just come to God.
他就是说, 神啊, 你是我的避难所, 我没有其他选择, 只有你。
So when he come to God, he basically saying that, I'm a refugee, you are my refuge,
弟兄姐妹,
and I have no other choices but you.
如果我们知道我们真正生命的境况的时候, 我们就知道我们只有一个选择。
So if we really know the real situation of our life, then we know that we have no other but one choice.
我们的生命其实真实的境况就是一个难民。
Our real situation is that we are refuge, we are authentic refugee.
我们需要一个避难所。
We need a refuge.
然后在英文他说, In you, I take refuge.
In English, it says that in you, I take refuge.
意思就是说在你里面, 我得到避难所。
So basically saying that in you, is not outside of you, is not just around you, but in you, the refuge is in you.
所以人来到神的面前不是远远的在门口说, 哎神啊, 你是我的避难所。
It's not like we just come to God and stand far away and call out to God, God, you are my refuge.
而是人是进入到神耶和华的里面了。
Actually, we just come to God and go into Him and call out that you are my refuge.
最近我们当中的一些的弟兄姐妹有在陪伴，有几位是刚出信的。
So we are accompany someone or follow up someone new believers in our church.
真的是感谢神在他们身上看到神给他们那个属灵的开启和生命的成长。
So in them, we can say that God really enlightened them, and we can see that the spiritual growth in them.
但同时也看到属灵的那个成长。
But meanwhile, we also see the spiritual struggle, the warfare in them.
你知道每当神要拯救来施恩典来工作的时候,
anytime when God is doing work of salvation,
撒旦就要做抵挡,
and the enemy Satan will just resist it.
真的很奇妙，就是这几位出信的就有奇奇怪怪的那种的念头, 好像就是从撒旦来那种谎言, 要来迷惑他们。
So for these new believers, we just noticed that sometimes they just have strange ideas that come to the mind, and we know that it must be from the enemy Satan.
人家就不想来这个聚会，不想来那个聚会，
They do
突然
not
间就好像断掉了一样。
want to come to certain certain services and so on and so forth.
你知道，有时候人碰上外面环境的困难呢，我们还相对容易帮助一点。
We know that if others have difficulties outside, outward, it's a little bit easier to deal with.
比如说生病啊，或者是有什么工作环境问题啊，我们还是可以送点饭菜，我还是有一些事情可以做，对吧？
For example, if somebody got sick or you get some situations in their working environment and those kind of things, we can still help. For example, we can cook some food for them and give them some comfort.
但是有时候是在内心被谎言迷惑困住的时候，你就发现无能为力。
So we, but we, when people are deceived by the lies from Satan, you will feel that you just cannot do anything.
他们甚至不愿意跟你讲解释为什么。
They even didn't want to explain to you why.
你很难进入他们生命当中真正的困难去帮助他们。
You cannot even know the hardship so that you can help them now.
啊，有时候有些情况发生在我们自己的孩子身上也是一样，你没有办法跟他帮助他的。
Sometimes it just happens to our own children, and you just have no way to help them.
就你心里面为着这些弟兄姐妹，为着他们很难受、很心痛，但你帮不了他们。
So when you are so feel so bad for them, and you even your heart is broken for them, but you can do nothing.
一直碰到这种情况，我就像这些经文里面所说，我就是个难民，我真的是无能为力。
So when I'm facing such kind of situation, just as the psalm says, I am a refugee. I have no way but to run to God and take refuge in Him.
我就像弟兄所已经说的，我们就是来到了神的面前，就是在祷告里面，神啊，你来保佑，你来保守。
Yes, the only way we can just come to Him to say, "Oh Lord, preserve us."
有时候是一些真实外面的环境。
Sometimes it's outside environments.
我们公司今年一直发了好几个那种公告，就说所有的你该在做的事情都要用 AI。
So in my company I'm working in. Hey, sorry. So anytime you hear, I say I, it's him. So especially better things. So in our company, when we are we get a notice announcement several times already, and seeing that all the works, we should make use of the AI tools.
你如果不懂的话，你可能不属于这间公司了，
If you do
不
not
适
want to
合你。
do that, if you do not want to know AI tools, you do not belong to the company very soon.
我其实觉得自己也预备的蛮好的，因为过去几年都有做这种跟 AI 有关系的一些的 project。
I thought I was well prepared because during the past years I've been in the project related to AI application in our work.
但今年发现这个浪啊，来的这个潮打过来的时候，真的是又急又大，是我没有预想的。
So this year I just feel that the AI wave come just unstoppable and it's so huge. It's just kind of going to carry away everything.
我有时候一些年轻的弟兄姐妹讲到他们的工作啊，或者要选课啊，包括我自己孩子啊，我有时候都不知道给他们建议，不知道怎么建议他们。
Sometimes when I have to give advice to younger people about what kind of courses they're going to take and so on and so forth, even for my children, I do not know what to say.
我真的是里面受到很大的震动。
You know what's going on? My heart is really shaken by the whole thing.
一方面是身边的弟兄姐妹，年轻的他们会找工作也不容易了。
So, because the young people around me, when they try to find a job, is so difficult.
我现在是可以使用这些工具来帮我做一些事情。
Though I can make use of the AI tools to help me to make my work easier and more efficient.
但我可以预见，可能明年这个工具已经超越我现在在干的事情也可以被取代了。
But I can foresee that next year the AI tools will be more powerful than what I'm doing now. I can be replaced by
就里面真的是受到那种的震撼，觉得哇哦，怎么办呢？接下来，
So I tremble, I was shaken by the whole thought.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你生活当中有没有遇上那种让你觉得哇哦，我不知道接下来会发生什么事情，我能不能够处理，能不能够面对？
Brothers and sisters, I wonder if you are facing such situations that you are facing such uncertainty and you are so sure that you will not be able to cope with it.
有可能是工作，有可能你的家庭关系，各样的事情，身体。
Might be your working, might be your family relationship and everything.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要避难所。
Brother and sister, we really need a refuge.
大卫说：“求你保佑我，因我投靠你。
David said that, preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge.
”很明显，当时大卫碰到的应该就是那种生命攸关的情况，让他生命当中承受一个震动，他没有办法有安全感。
Apparently, David was facing some really tough situation. Maybe it's about life and death, and he could not deal with it.
因为你读16篇，你就会读到说，哦，我的生命，我不被震动这些的用词。
Because in the psalm, he said that I shall not shaken, I shall not be shaken.
所以大卫当时的境况应该是让他产生极大的震动的境况。
We can see that the situation can cause a lot of shaking in him, but he said, "In you, I will not be shaken."
我们即使现在是你的生命生活觉得很稳妥，
Even if you feel okay, secured in your life,
但我担保，
but I can assure you.
你的生命肯定有一天会碰到一天是让你震动的。
Sooner or later, you are going to face situations that will make you shaking.
有一首诗歌，我不知道你有没有唱过，叫做《耶稣是一位奇妙的救主》。
I wonder if you are seen this song before. Jesus is a marvelous, it's a
It's a wonderful savior。
wonderful, wonderful savior.
他歌词说：“有一天，世界要被焚烧。
It says that one day the world will be burned.
在我那个时候，我的弟兄啊，你需要耶稣。
But at that time, my brothers, you need Jesus.
耶稣是那万古的磐石，
Because he's the ancient rock.
我们可以藏身在他里面。”
We can hide ourselves in him.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要避难所。
Brothers and sisters, we need refuge.
那我在思考这段经文的时候，我想到另一个困境，那是更可怕、更大的困境。
So now, when I ponder over it, when I meditate these verses, I think there is another situation present.
可能是除了死亡，除了那个永恒的灭亡之外，最大的困境可能就是这个了。
It seems like a crisis in us, apart from death. There's something that's very, very difficult to deal with.
这个困境就是我们的自己。
That predicament is ourself.
我记得当有人第一次给我传福音的时候，是我大概12岁。
I remember when I was when people preached gospel to me, I was around 12 years old.
他们说：“一郎啊，你是罪人。
And they told me that James, you are a sinner.
”你知道那个时候，我可是一个好孩子，乖孩子。
At that time, I was a very good kid.
无论是学校老师也好，我们的亲戚啊、朋友、家长都，一郎是一个乖、很乖的孩子。
And the teacher in my school and my family and relatives I will say that James is a good kid.
而且学校成绩也很好。
And I have got good scores at school.
那我们家呢？我弟是那个搞麻烦的人。
But my younger brother, he's a troublemaker.
如果说罪人呢，他可能比较像个罪人。
If somebody say there's a sinner in our family, he must be the one. Should not be me.
所以当有人跟我传福音的时候呢，当时呢，我外面看像是一个很好很乖的孩子。
So when people tell me that I was a sinner, You know what? Outside, if you look just from outward, I was a good kid.
而且皮肤也白白的，有点胖胖的，感觉就很憨憨厚厚那一种。
And at that time, actually, I have a fair skin, and I'm a bit chubby, and looks very innocent.
但是我知道我里面有一些东西。
But I know that inside of me, there is something.
不但在学校跟另外一个同学常常有在那种竞争的关系当中。
At that time, in my class, I have a classmate who I rivals with all the time.
有时候他考第一，我考第二，或者有时候我考第一，他考第二，这样。
So when we have the test exams, sometimes he's the first one and I'll be the second one. But sometimes I'll become the first and he'll be the second.
那我们那个学校是很普通的野鸡学校，所以不要想太多啊。
So don't think I'm a nerd and so good. No, it's a very mediocre school, but still, first and second is something.
但是你在那个环境当中呢，这就不是小事情了。
You know what? At that time, to me, that's the most important thing in the world.
我就发现，当他考得比我好的时候呢，你知道，心里面就有一个奇怪的感受。
You know what? If he get the first place, and I'm the second, I have a strange feeling in me.
那个是什么？
Do you know what it is?
妒忌啊。
Not just envy.
所以当时。当人跟我传福音说：“哎，你是罪人”的时候呢，我就想起那种感受。
So when people preach a gospel to me and told me that I was a sinner, and immediately I thought of that feeling in me, the envious feeling.
那种让我更觉得很可怕的东西，不只是有那个妒忌的感觉。
So it's not only the feeling, the emotion of envy.
而是那种妒忌的感觉是控制不住的。
But also the uncontrollable feeling of the envy. That's make me really mad.
就我没有办法停下来的。
I cannot stop it.
有时候好像现在停下来忘记了。
Sometimes I might be able to forget it for a moment.
但过了一会突然间里面又冒出来了。
And before you know, it just came out again.
你知道考第二其实也不错嘛，对吧
？Actually, the second place is not bad at all, right?
我那同学考什么第十啊、第十五啊，都很高兴了，已经。
And some of my classmates, they get to 10th place and 15th place, and they were really happy.
你就发现一件事情，这种竞争啊，这种妒忌啊，是很可怕的。
So you see, it's important. It's so bad that we have this sense of rivalry and the competitivity.
他可以把人本来可以很喜乐的东西都毁掉。
So it will destroy your, it will steal your joy. Okay, I will say that.
我们现在站得很远，看我当时就在考第二题有什么事情要这么干。
So now, many years later, when I look back at the first place or second place, what a big deal.
但这就是罪的可怕。
But you know what? That's the curse of,No misery of sin.
罪真的就是让人生美好的东西都变得可怕毁坏。
The sin will make the beautiful things in life become terrible.
所以当他们向我传福音的时候，我是罪人的时候，我里面知道这是真的。
So when people preached gospel to me and told me that I was a sinner, you know what? I know that was true.
你知道，直到今天已经不是十几岁的样子了，对吧
？So now you know I'm many decades away from 12 years old, right?
无论人生、学习、工作，或者在教会的服事，都有很多的学习了。
So I've studied, I've learned a lot during the many years at working at the family, at the service, ministry in the church, and all those things, and then not already, right?
甚至所谓的还做了所谓教会的长老。
Actually, I was even ordained as the elder of the church.
你觉得这个自己的问题，这个我的问题，在我里面还存在吗
？Do you think the problem of self still in me?
这种东西还能抓住影响我的心情？
Do you think self, myself, should you affect how I see the world and feel about the world?
当然不是在学校考第一、第二的问题了，已经，对吧？
It's no longer about the first place, second place.
但是里面那种会妒忌啊、会骄傲的东西还在我里。
But the inside, myself, who want to have a pride, who envy, is still in me.
比如说，我今天讲完道，如果有弟兄姐妹过来跟我说：“啊，黄弟兄，你今天讲得很不错，很得帮助啊。
So just think about it, okay? Don't do that, but just think about it.
”I didn't say don't do that.
After this preaching, and you just come to me to, oh, Brother James, I benefit so much from your sermon today. You did a good job. Praise God for that.
或者大家都不敢跟我说话，就这样子。你觉得会影响我心情吗？
Well, some people will just look at me and just walk away. Do you think I will be affected by it?
我很想跟你说不会。
I can't tell you that I will.
I wanted
No,
to tell you I won't.
I want to tell you I won't hear.
但我告诉你还是会的。
But actually, I will be.
有时候你看到，别的同工啊，或者是别的团契啊，哎，搞得风生水起的，很不错啊。
Sometimes in the church, when I say other, fellowship served by others, not doing very well.
或者别的教会看你们哇，每次来都一直在增长，我们就不怎么涨。
Or other churches, for example, like yours, will come and oh, your church is growing, but ours are just kind of stagnant and not grow that much.
你知道我们心里面应该是有什么感受吗？会有
You know how I feel?
感谢赞美主啊，为你们感恩吗？
I would just say, hey, Lord, thank God that God bless you, that your fellowship and church is doing so well.
是应该的，对吧？
That we should be like that, right?
但真实的里面是什么光景啊？
But you know how we feel sometimes in us?
很多时候啊，
Always, almost all the time.
most of the time，
Most of the time.
这个是第二个反应。
This is the second response.
第一个反应是什么呢？
The first response was what?
里面就有点酸溜溜的。
I had a sour feeling inside.
你知道吗？这个罪，这个我。一直在我们生命当中。
So the sin of self-centeredness, the self-pride, and all those kind of things are still in us, bother us.
所以你们如果觉得长老很棒的话，我可以告诉你们错了。
So if you think elders are great, I'm telling you, you are wrong.
我讲我亲弟兄可能不一样。
I'm just talking about myself, not about the elder Chen.
但是我会很明白的告诉你们。
But I can tell you clearly.
无论你是什么样的属灵光景，属灵年龄。
No matter what kind of spiritual, how many years you have been in the Lord spiritually.
这个我会一直在那里捆绑我们。
The self,
他要尝试着来抓住我们。
Is always bother us and trying to control us, entangle us.
你知道人里面就是渴求那种从人来的尊重、肯定、赞扬。
Because human being by nature, we want to be appreciated by others. We want to be admired by others, affirmed by others, approved by others.
这种渴求会一直尝试的来抓住我们。
And that desire has always been trying to control us.
你能怎么抓？
What can you do with it?
有各样的心理的安慰。
I can use all different kind of psychological methods.
比如说，哦，我们看这一杯水，虽然半杯。
So, for example, there is a half full a glass of water.
这个罪大家都知道嘛，对吧？
Everybody knows that, right?
你负面的说，哎呀，只有半杯。
Some people will say, oh my goodness, it's half empty.
那正面的说，哇，已经半杯了。
And the positive one will say, oh, it's a half full.
我告诉你，这种东西有时候有效。
This kind of method can help sometimes.
但它不能真正的救我们。
But it will not save us.
弟兄姐妹，我们是难民啊。
Because we are refugees, brothers and sisters.
我们需要一个避难所。
We need a refuge.
这天下人间只有一个地方是可以救我们。
And under the whole heaven, there's only one refuge that can save us.
就是这位耶和华神。
That's the Lord.
神啊，保佑我。
O Lord, preserve me.
因我投靠你。
For I take refuge in you.
弟兄姐妹，刚才我说的这种所谓妒忌啊，这种渴求别人的尊重啊，你有时候你会知道自己在被这个罪捆绑。
So, brothers and sisters, I just shared with you some of our feelings about, the desires to be appreciated and the feelings of jealousy and all those kind of things. Sometimes we know this.
你还可以为自己有祷告，对吧？
If you realize you can still pray for yourself,
你还可以，神啊，求你赦免我，求你怜悯我。
you can still call out to God to say, Hey, have mercy on me, O Lord.
但其实我们生命当中还有很多的黑暗，是不知不觉的在影响我们。
But there are some darkness inside of us. They just affect us without even notice by us.
弟兄姐妹，你这我不知道你知道我在说什么。
I hope you know what I'm saying.
有时候主给我们恩典，
Sometimes God gave us grace.
我们回头看以前某一个时刻的光景。
We look back in our life, the history of our life.
当时你记得是哇，里面很属灵的，很在神面前清新吐意，哇，全部倒空啊，都为主做，就那个光景，当时记得很属灵的。
So you look back, you see certain times in your life that
No, no.
during a certain period of time, you think yourself, emptied yourself and really utmost for God.
但当神给我们光亮、光照我们的时候，你回头看那个情形。
But when God really enlightened us and shined the light in our eyes, and when we look back,
突然你发现，哦，原来当时你的心的最底层其实是有一些不好的东西在里面。
We realize that at that time, actually, at the bottom of our heart, there is still something, still some darkness over there.
比如说，你当时的爱心其实是有一些些不良的动机，不多，有一些些不良的动机。
Actually, at that time, if you look back, there might be some bad motives over there.
你当时是不知道的，
You did not realize at that
你
time.
觉得自己好有爱心呢、啊？
You thought you loved God so much.
但你今天神让你光照的时候，你就发现，哇，原来这么可恶的自己。
And now, when you look back, you realize and you say, Oh my goodness, I actually had such a motive then.
我们不知道，但神完全知道。
We did not realize that God knows everything.
弟兄姐妹，这个是最宝贝的一件事情。
That's the most precious thing to us as the children of God.
当神接纳我们进入他的避难所的时候，
When God takes us into His refuge,
他一早就知道我们里面有多少的黑暗。
He actually knows us very well that how much darkness is in us.
那有时候我们会觉得，神啊，我在那你面前，我要把所有的罪都认清、认完。
Sometimes we are made up our mind to confess all our sins so that we can come to God.
然后我才能够来到你的面前。我告诉你，弟兄姐妹，这是不可能的事
I
情。
can tell you that no, that's not the way to do it.
有时候你犯的罪，你里面所经历的，你自己都不知道。
Sometimes you sinned in your heart, even yourself, you didn't realize it.
这个避难所最宝贝的是什么呢？
The most precious part of the refuge is that
是没有条件。
is unconditional.
神啊，求你保佑我。
So, as David said, preserve me, O God.
你不需要自己有身处多少的麻烦。
You do not need to be in unbelievable trouble.
你只需要知道一件事情，说神啊，我需要来投靠你。
What you really only need is that you know that you need God.
你知道，有时候我们的生命是破碎到一个地步，是连发出祷告的力量都没有的。
You know that our lives sometimes are so broken that we cannot even pray.
但当圣灵来帮助我们的时候，
But when the Holy Spirit come to our help,
你给你有一点点的感觉的时候，
when Holy Spirit just give us a little bit of help,
你里面只能够做一个叹息的时候，
and even if you can only utter a sigh,
你来到神的面前一个叹息的时候，
when you come to God, you can do nothing but sigh,
神都会接纳我们。
and God will receive us.
这就是我们的神，
That's our God.
是何等美好的一位神。
What a beautiful God.
好，我们有点祷告。
Let's pray now.
天父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你爱了我们。
Thank you, you loved us.
我们不认识自己的时候，你已经爱了我们。
You have loved us even before we know ourselves.
你已经无条件的按着我们的本相接纳我们。
You have received us unconditionally, no matter what our situation.
帮助你的儿女们能够享受你这美好伟大的恩典。
We pray that you help us to understand how amazing it is.
来投靠你。
So that we can take refuge in you.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督名祈求。
Praise and pray in our Lord, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.